All right. Fifth chapter, 2 Corinthians. We're going to start our reading. 17th verse, it said, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new." And he goes on to say, "And all things are of God." And my mind goes back to the Apostle Paul. Whenever he's lost in sin, and he done the work of the devil. No doubt why. I believe he said he was chief among sinners. And probably we don't even measure up to know a man that is as big a sinner as the Apostle Paul. But on his way to Damascus, things changed for him. On his way to Damascus, and there's a light shine from heaven, and struck him down. And he said, "Lord, who art thou?" And he said, "I, Jesus, whom thou persecutest." He said, "Lord, what would thou have for me to do?" I remember a day whenever I said, "Lord, what would you have for me to do?" Not knowing. Paul probably didn't know that he was going into the ministry. But all things with Paul become new. He didn't have the desire to go back into the world and persecute the Christians. He didn't have the desire to be on a rampage with the devil anymore. His heart's desire and praying to God is everybody would be saved. And do the things that God would have him to do. All the many persecutions, he was willing to suffer the persecutions. He was willing to suffer being in prison. "Lord, whatever it is, I will endure." But I want to notice, after a little while, a great opportunity. Paul had a great many opportunities. Mm-hmm. Many things happened. And there was trouble on every hand. He didn't follow over in self-pity. I didn't say I can't, but he set forth an aim of marching towards the goodness of God. In the second chapter of 2 Corinthians, in the 12th verse, it said, "Furthermore, when I come to Troas, I to preach Christ, this gospel, and a door was open unto me of the Lord." A door of opportunity. He'd already been called to carry the gospel. He'd already been out preaching. And he come to Troas to preach the word of God. But while he was there, the Bible said that there was a great door open unto him. Yeah. Now, my mind goes back. I thought that I would never get nowhere, and I've never done nothing. I thought probably that I would never go the first year or two. But there was a door open for Paul. Mm-hmm. To be a witness, to testify, and that to a lost and dying world. And he was ready to give his life for the sake of Christ. And a great door of opportunity was opened to him. But he said, my spirit, I was troubled in my spirit. Because I found not my brother along the way. Whenever he left Troas, but now he's a going from one place to another. and the great door of opportunity I is open. I in that of him, I revelation, I say it, I know thine works, and behold, I set before thee an open door, and no man I can shut it. Thou hast a little strength, no doubt, in Apostle Paul's life. Many tried to shut the door on Apostle Paul. He has tried to shut the door of the gospel on the men of God today. There is nobody is able to shut the door of opportunity that we have today. If we've been made a new creature and old things have passed away, and behold, all things I have become new. Brother, he will make a way to lead us all the way to the doorway of death. I want to hold a faith. I want to be faithful. Because there was a day that God had opened a door for me, and I went walked in from one place to another. I'm going on from one place to another. I wanted to be faithful with God.
Amen.
From one church to another, what a great opportunity that God has set for us. I see these boys going filling appointments somewhere someday. If they endear the faith, stay true and that to God, God will open a door. Whatever the work is.
Amen.
I remember.
Lord, new touch.
I was doing real good. And I thought probably, Brother Rick said, I made my splash. I thought that I had made my splash.
Yeah.
But one day the call come.
Yeah.
And said, I want you to go to Fredonia. He opened the door at Fredonia, little old church.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, Lord, what in the world can I do? And knowing I couldn't do anything within myself, I bet if God can open the door, God will keep us brother, and I will stay until God gives me leave to go. I fall down, and sometimes I get the feeling I just want to sit down and do nothing. But he wakes me up. He said, I sent you here. You will stay till I get ready for you to go.
Amen.
It's a week, month, 6 months, or a year.
Amen.
It don't matter, Lord. I want to be faithful unto the end of the way.
Amen.
And he will let us know. Many, many times that I've had to sadly say to the church, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
And depart and leave and feel good. The door will be open somewhere. I'm awaiting. I'm wanting to endear until the doorway is open in heaven.
Come on.
I will leave this world. Brother Elmer, I leave this world. I just say goodbye to this world and trouble and sorrow and hello glory. I, brother, I want to be faithful all the way. I've had ups and downs. I've had hardships. I've had all kinds of problems. I've the storms of life. I, brother, listen, I never come to the place. I never seen the time that I didn't need the touch from the Master's hand.
Amen.
Oh, listen.
Bless Lord.
I want to preach the word and until As long as I'm pastor, I'm at Fredonia, I listen, the word will be preached. I clean, and pure. I listen, I said this. I don't beat and bang on you. I feel like you live in closer than I do. But we all put our prayers together. And we press on to the mark of the prize of the high calling. Together. Listen, I've been threatened. I've had all kinds of trouble. I've been abused. I've been talked about. And that's all right. But let me tell you the scariest time in my ministry. The scariest time when I thought the anointing was gone. I could put on a front. I could go to the house of the Lord. I could preach, but you wouldn't feel nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was whenever the lust set in.
Yeah.
And I had a lust of music. Whoa! I loved an old dobro. And I loved to try to play that thing. What happened? I give it my attention. And forsake the word of God. And all, I almost lost my anointing of preaching. How awful did I feel? I prayed. I got a man to come and preach for me. Because I couldn't preach. I didn't have the anointing. But I prayed my way out of trouble.
Amen.
And he opened the door again. And he warned me, as I warn you, the lust of the world is not worth losing the anointing of God.
Amen.
I'd rather lose my life and go down serving God as roll over for the devil. I want to stay steadfast and unmovable. Is that not what Paul was saying?
Amen.
Listen, I don't know what you think about me, and it don't matter as long as the Lord knows my heart.
That's right.
As long as the Lord knows your heart.
That's right.
It ain't none of the world's business.
That's right.
My. Praise the Lord. My splash ain't been much, but it'll get me to glory there.
Amen.
My splash in this world was not nothing. But the door will open one day. Whenever I close my eyes in death, lift my eyes up looking on the face of Jesus, it'll be worth all the persecutions.
Amen.
It'll be worth all the sorrow that we had to face down here. Amen. I'm not no better than Paul and the other apostles. You ain't no better than Paul and the other apostles. We're all saved. Become a new creature in Christ. And enjoy there. Being made a new creature, joy come with it. Long-suffering, I come with it. I listen, and now I don't care what you face. Through the day, whenever the night is settling in, and you lay your head on your pillow, brother, you can have peace in saying, I thank you, Lord, for bringing me through this day.
Amen.
Amen. You love the Lord.
Amen.
I love the Lord this morning because from the clutches of sin, He heard my voice. As I lifted up my voice to the heavens, He could hear. He could hear a little man crying and pleading, Lord, have mercy on this boy. And He's faithful and just to forgive us when we falter and come short. Amen. I don't know about you, But I don't know, it seemed like Brother Elmer, I've seen a lot of boys going out into eternity, but I guess me and Brother Elmer, we talked about a lot of things, wondered about this or that or something else. And he stuck up for me a lot of times when I was faced with trouble. And I appreciate that. We can appreciate one another when we stick up for one another in the Lord, not in wrongdoing, but in the Lord. That's why I love the Lord. That's why I love you. Because we're all my new creatures in Christ. Amen. I'm not going to continue on, but if you need to pray, there ain't nothing. That's where you get the door open to.
That's right.
Amen. Melissa, come to the piano. Let's stand.